Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
This is the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I invite you to be seated and for our players to come onto the stage.
I call this meeting of the superheroes to order. As some of you have heard, there is a rumor going around that a new superhero is coming to Earth. They say he is coming to save the world and that he has received his powers from the big G-O-D.
I have heard the same thing. What does this mean? We savers, we have been here for years. What does this guy think he's doing?
Do we even know who this guy or woman is? Don't they know that is our job?
I have heard that this G-O-D guy means real business. Apparently he has a connection with all of us. He says that he loves the world so much that he's going to give us his son. This new superhero is here to save the world from the villain Sin.
Who is this Sin? I don't know this evil villain Catwoman. Is he one of your arch nemeses?
No, I don't know him, but I know that I could take him down, and probably better than this new guy.
Okay, let's calm down, everybody. We don't know if this guy's going to take our jobs. He might be here to help us, as well as the rest of the world.
Well, I don't need any help. Didn't you see me crush that bad guy last week? I saved a bus full of school children with one hand.
I did see that, man. You were awesome, but I think next time you could.
Whoa, so Galen dies. Let's focus on this new guy. We can share our glorious stories later.
Do we know when this new guy is supposed to show up?
I've heard as early as Christmas Day. That's tomorrow.
No way. Christmas can't be tomorrow. Is it really Christmas Eve?
Yes, Hulk. Tomorrow. I think the muscles are cutting off your circulation to your brain.
This means we must act fast. You have to find this guy, learn what his weaknesses are, and find out his enemies. Ah! What if he's a psychic? We have so much to do.
Well, then we both start tracking this guy down.
Walking thing? Can't we just book a room somewhere? I'm so tired of this walking thing.
Only a little bit full, beloved. I'm sorry that every Holiday Inn was full, but I didn't know we'd be traveling this deep into the holiday season.
Don't get huffy at me. I didn't ask if I wanted to flee my home or if I wanted to become the mother of God's son.
Yes, Steel, I know. How did that happen again? You were so frightened when you came to me.
Well, an angel came from God to me in Nazareth. He told me to get excited because God chose me to bear a son. I have to call him Jesus. I was so scared, but then the angel said, "Do not be frightened, for this means that God will always be with me." I'm still nervous and unsure about this whole thing. What if I'm not right? What if I'm not going to be a good mother to God's son?
Mary, 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 stop your worrying and weeping. God chose you for a reason, and he chose me as your husband for a reason. Or at least that's what I keep telling myself.
Well, we haven't found him yet. This superhero sure knows how to hide himself. Maybe he's in a disguise. Check for people in glasses.
Why should we check for people in glasses?
No reason.
Holt, put that down. Do you really think the man who saves the world will be hiding under a house?
I'm tired of looking. Maybe he has a weakness, like tuna or catnip. Oh, there's squeaky little mice. Oh, there's dogs in the balls of light that you can never catch.
Whoa, down, kitty. We don't know that stuff yet. Maybe these fine people heard something about him. I'll go ask.
Excuse me, you fine citizens, but do you happen to know anything of a new superhero?
A new superhero? No. Jesus, Joseph, to you.
No way. Are you really Superman? Beep. Oh my goodness. And Wonder Woman and the Hulk and.
Oh, get a hold of yourself. No, we haven't. Do you know of a place where we could stay? Apparently all of the inns are full.
I helped a man last week with his animals. He's just down the road, and he has a stable. You could ask him if he knows a place. Tell him I sent you.
Wow, you guys are all my heroes. You save the world like every day, and you're here right now.
Yes, I know. We are pretty powerful.
Oh my, miss, are you pregnant?
Yes, I'm due almost any day. It may even be tonight.
Oh, there's nothing better than a baby.
Oh, I hope we run into you again. I would love to hold your baby.
Me too, I love to drop babies to sleep.
And you're sure you don't crush them?
Yes, that would be nice. I'm sure I will need all of the help I can get.
You would come see us again? Oh, wow.
Do you know if it's a boy or a girl? What are you going to name him?
It's a boy, and his name shall be Jesus. Well, my feet are getting sore, and I think we will give that man at the stable a try. Good luck with your search for the superhero.
Congratulations. I'm so excited.
Congratulations on the baby.
Okay, go.
This job is like so lame.
Hey, I wouldn't complain. It pays for your data plan for that fancy phone. Heaven forbid that you can't text on the job.
Ha ha ha. You think you're so funny. I've already beaten my top score in Angry Birds like 5 times. But seriously, this job is so boring. Nothing exciting ever happens. I mean, all my friends work at Starbucks and get free coffee. And what do I get? I get to watch over my flocks by night and shovel sheep poop. Gross.
Oh, come on. It isn't that bad. It's a clear winter night. You can just stare out into the black sky full of stars and really appreciate the wonder that God created.
Ugh, you're one of those God people.
Well, yeah, I guess I am. I mean, I don't know. I have heard that God is sending his son to save us from our sin.
Mm-hmm.
You got that right.
Who is that? I am trained in Kung Fu and I'm not afraid to use it.
Do not be afraid. I am an angel from God. I bring great news of joy.
Sheesh, lay off the glare. Taylor Swift called, and she wants her sequin bodysuit back.
Taylor Swift does nothing on me. I have to tell you that Jesus, the Son of God, was born tonight. Rejoice, Emmanuel. The Savior of the universe was born tonight, here in Bethlehem.
Oh my goodness, are you serious? How exciting. Where is he? Can I go see him?
Yes, please do. Follow a star by night, and you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes.
I don't know what swaddling clothes mean, but I'm assuming when I see the baby, I'll know I'm in the right place. But what does this mean? Why is this baby such a big deal?
God sent his son Jesus so that we could be forgiven of our sins. When we do bad things or make bad choices, we are sinning against God. When we sin, we are moving away from God. But God loves us so much that he is willing to send his son to us so that even when we do sin, we are forgiven. It is called grace. Isn't that great?
Wow, God's love is amazing.
I know a congregation in Bloomington, Minnesota that knows a thing or two about that grace thing. They have some crazy pastor always talking about it.
Oh, don't you worry. We know that congregation too, and that crazy Rory guy.
I still don't get how sending a baby is going to help, though. How is he going to stop me from sinning?
Jesus is coming to help us build a relationship with God. He will be the way for us to see God and know that he loves us so much. No matter how far we try to move away from God, Jesus will be there to remind us that God will never give up on us. But seriously, get a move on over to the stable. That's the star right over there.
Excuse me, fine shepherds. Have you heard anything about new superhero that's coming to save Earth?
We have been looking for him all day. We're tired.
We're scared. He's gonna take our jobs.
Whoa, first an angel, now superheroes? Maybe this job isn't so lame after all.
I don't know anything about a new superhero, but did you hear that God's son was born tonight?
Wait, did you say God's son? That's our guy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hulk, we have not been searching for a baby. How could a baby save the world?
I don't really get it either, but let's go see. I just want to see this super baby God thing.
Wonderful. I never knew a baby was this wonderful. God has given us such a blessing.
All right, you superhero, put your hands up. Nobody's taking my job.
Yeah, what he said.
Oh my goodness, boys, settle down. now. Can't you tell there's a baby sleeping?
Well, yeah, but he's going to take our jobs, but he is so cute.
Yes, he is. I didn't expect to see you guys again so soon. But what is this about my son taking your jobs?
Well, we heard Jesus is the new superhero. He's going to save the world from sin.
So we thought no one would need us anymore, but this is a baby, so we don't have anything to worry about, guys.
You're right. Phew, I was getting worried. So were they wrong? Is Jesus just a baby?
Well, right now he is. But God has great plans in store for him. He will grow up and save us from our own sin.
We heard all about that. An angel came to us and told us not to be afraid because Jesus was born and that he will bring us grace.
You know, you're starting to sound like one of those church people.
Whoa, I am. Well, could I maybe come to church with you sometime?
Yeah, I think I know just the place to take you.
Hold on. So Jesus isn't going to take over my job. I can still get to go out and save people?
Of course, you can still go save people. But God sent his son so we can be saved from ourselves and the sins we do. Jesus is reminding us of God's love and how we can share it with others. So now when you save people, you can tell them about Jesus' power and God's unending love for us.
Wow, okay, I think I could do that. Stop right there, mister. I will save you, innocent citizens, but Jesus will save you with God's love. I like it.
I am so glad you all came to see Jesus, and that now you will spread God's love. I am not afraid anymore. I am trusting God and his plan. This is a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and God's peace.